This week's visit by Vietnam's prime minister has drawn wide attention here in the United States. This morning, we're going to learn how it looks to people in Vietnam. Phan Van Khai is his country's first leader to visit the U.S. since the end of the Vietnam War, and yesterday he met with President Bush. NPR's Michael Sullivan has been watching all this from Hanoi, and Michael, what are people saying there about this visit?
Very big news here, Steve. It's the lead story in every newspaper here and on television. And the tone's very upbeat, echoing the remarks that were made by Prime Minister Khai after his meeting with President Bush yesterday about the importance of good relations between two former enemies and how the visit will help Vietnam gain admission to the World Trade Organization, help create jobs, that kind of thing. And many people on the street that I talked to today seem to be paying a lot of attention to this visit, and almost all of them I talked to said the visit is a very good thing for the same reasons that Prime Minister Khai was saying yesterday.
I'm curious, Michael, when you say that this is the lead story on the news, how free is the media there?
Not very free at all. It's tightly controlled by the government here, and obviously if the government wants this story to be the lead, it will be the lead.
During the course of this visit, there have been protests against the Vietnamese prime minister and protests particularly against Vietnam's human rights record. There were protesters outside the White House yesterday. Does any of that get coverage in Vietnam?
Oddly enough, Steve, not a word of it, which isn't surprising given the fact that the media here is tightly controlled by the government. There was no mention of it on television either last night or today. And in fact, the local cable channel here carries CNN as part of the local package, and their report on the visit was apparently scrambled right after it showed a picture of Prime Minister Khai entering the White House. I think the Vietnamese government did not want people here to see pictures of those demonstrators outside the White House. They wanted to put the best positive spin on this meeting.
Well, since we're a little more free to discuss things here, Michael, what are some of the major issues that remain between these two countries, given that they have decided to trade with one another?
I think human rights is still a big concern for a lot of members of Congress and some in the administration, and I think that the Bush administration wants to see Vietnam do more on human rights and on religious freedom in particular, and I think the agreement that was signed yesterday is a step in that direction. I think on the economic front, there's a lot of people in the States who are still worried about intellectual property rights issues and things like that, and more transparency in the government. I think businesses in the U.S. would be much more likely to invest here in Vietnam if they thought there was a level playing field and there was a safe way of doing so. And I think if those issues are addressed, then there will be a lot of direct American investment in Vietnam, and the Vietnamese will like that, and obviously a lot of American businesses would like that too.
Is the U.S. getting anything in terms of human rights or other issues in exchange for this high-profile visit by Vietnam's prime minister here and the planned visit by President Bush there?
Well, I think they did, and I think the agreement I just referred to that was signed yesterday on religious freedom in Vietnam is a step in that direction. So I don't think you would have seen that agreement signed, and I don't think you would have seen, frankly, this visit to the White House this soon if there hadn't been progress made. I mean, just in the last year or so, the Bush administration put Vietnam on its list of countries of particular concern regarding religious freedom. So in the past couple of months, there's obviously been a lot of progress on that issue, and that's why we got to the point where we saw the visit by Prime Minister Khai yesterday.
Michael, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Steve.
NPR's Michael Sullivan speaking to us from Hanoi. Thank you.